Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by the al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Iraqi security forces starting to evacuate civilians who had been trapped and used as human shields by Islamic extremists in the city of Ramadi. VOA's Sharon Bain reporting.
The city has been destroyed, the UN's refugee agency told VOA via Skype from Baghdad.
So what we hear from the new arrivals is that indeed it has been difficult for them to get out. There has been sniper fire. There have been protection concerns.
Survivors said that 8 months under Islamic State control were brutal.
When the security was gone from Anbar province, life was dead. Even if they tell you that we were living, this is not true. Death is all we saw.
Iraqi forces said Islamic State militants were using civilians as human shields to escape Ramadi. Those rescued by Iraqi forces have nothing. Humanitarian agencies and NGOs are rushing to help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and a call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. Unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between living in this country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic State in Somalia since 2006. This is VOA News. An explosion struck the Afghan capital Kabul on Friday evening, killing one person, wounding 11 others. Taliban quickly claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers had carried out that attack. Blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are also located. The target of the attack not immediately clear. Police in India say a small group of gunmen attacked an Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. That happened early today. Officials say two of the attackers were believed killed during the shootout with soldiers at the base. They say gunfire is going on still, and there are few details available right now. Indian officials say they're still trying to identify the attackers. The New York State man here in the United States who's accused of planning to carry out a New Year's Eve attack on a Rochester bar on behalf of the Islamic State terror group had suffered some psychiatric problems since childhood, that according to his family. Federal authorities say 25-year-old Emmanuel Lutchman had also been in trouble with the law since 2006 and converted to Islam while serving a 5-year sentence for robbery. Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Gary Craig is a reporter with Rochester's newspaper, The Democrat and Chronicle.
He and an informant who was working with the FBI went to Walmart on, it may have been the 29th, and then bought a machete, knives, zip ties, which allegedly were going to be used if you wanted to abduct somebody, ammonia, and I think some maybe latex gloves or something like that, with the idea of these were going to be items that were used at this during this attack on this restaurant bar.
FBI said Lutchman had pledged allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and wanted to leave the United States to live in the IS caliphate. During his weekly address to the nation, President Obama asked, what if Congress did anything to protect our kids from gun violence? He talked about his frustration with the unfinished business to control the country's epidemic of gun violence. He said 3 years ago, a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone buying a gun. He said also supported by a majority of the National Rifle Association, but the gun lobby mobilized against it and the Senate blocked it. Grammy award-winning singer Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, is dead at the age of 65. Family statement said that Cole died Thursday of ongoing health issues. She began her career as an R&B singer and had huge hits, many of them, but none like a virtual duet with her father, Unforgettable.
That's the latest world news from VOA.